Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower, ain't say nothing, nope. Jesus visited the tower, Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake, I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak, against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas, and diss refugees, and in the U.S. You disrespect me, diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street, I walked like a man. CIA watching, Trump talking reckless, 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free. Home of the brave. Attack my people. Put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner. Birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind. It's what you're facing. Tribal war cry. Tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Uh-huh. Allah.
Allah.
Uh-huh.
The creator.
Uh-huh.
I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emacs the image. Rider music,
gangster,
underground,
Durant Sean.
And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 7, verse 27. That M period, A period, N period, an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. Lake City Radio on Blog Talk. Hey, I appreciate you. If you're on Blog Talk, feel free to switch over and use the phone number that I give in a moment, that emaxxradio@gmail.com, where you can send in material. I'm going to give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, notebook, for any and all info that you might hear about. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie Me at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent. Go back on hold. But if you change your mind, you can always call back or press 1. Before I go to the 216-400, the 216-820, let me at least give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Let's go with this. Number 10, Black Odyssey. Number 9, Black House Sounds. Number 8. Project Pat and East Through Town. Number 7, My Dolo, Premier, Eric Wilson. Number six, OPN Solutions, featuring the NAACP Euclid, Black House Sounds, and more in just a little while. Number five, debuting the Refuse Fascism Drive Out Trump Pence Regime, march that happened last Saturday. More on that in just a little while. Number four, oh wow, debuting the July 5th Block Party with DJ Ball and Voice of Radio at Label 78. I believe that's on Carnegie. Number three, this is nice, the debut of Cassandra McDonald swearing in private tonight. But it had such people that were invited, such as Peter Corrigan, Cuyahoga County exec, executive candidate. People like Mr. Powers from Black House Sounds was on that list. Even Man in the Street. So General Donald Walker Brown, it was something that was going on out there. And I believe it was at the South Euclid Library, NAACP Euclid Branch swearing in ceremony. That chapter. Number two, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 193. More on that in just a little while. Number one, because of all the popularity and everything like that, I'll give it up to Showtime at the Apollo. More on that just a little while, and where you can catch the last episode of that one. Now, before I go to the people who are on the phone line, let me let you know, start off with some information. If you're looking for some of the realest of the real, that Joseph Motley Jr., period, on Facebook, or just Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube. Then there's that Facebook of Black House Sounds Open Mic, or you can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. Why not? And while I'm on here telling folks what's happening, it's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, only on voiceofradio.com. I think we'll premiere something from Black House Sounds tomorrow. And then also, for those who want to know, this coming Wednesday, it's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting, special starting time with a preliminary at 5:30 p.m. where the Black Love Revolution founder, she'll be speaking at 5:30 p.m. But hold on, 6 p.m., 15415 Tiplin Avenue off of Ivanhoe, 44110, between East Side of 52nd and St. Clair intersection at Euclid Avenue, where the number 1 and the number 37 bus pass by. That St. Clair East Side of 52nd intersection at the number 28 does pass by Euclid and Ivanhoe. Just have you some water or some Gatorade or something, because it's going to be a nice walk. Anyway, let me tell you something. There you will have Cleveland Police Monitors team will be there at our headquarters dealing with some of the situations and answering those tough questions from 6 to 8 p.m. And before I go to the phone line, I want to let people know that you can, I'm on a roll now, Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. or the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. And I should take the time, because sometimes I probably wouldn't, so I must let you know before I go to the first phone caller that what's happening right now until 10 p.m. tonight, you know, President Trump is speaking about he's trying to pick to be on the Supreme Court. So right now, for those out and about, the emergency protest of Trump's Supreme Court nomination in the name of humanity, refuse to accept a fascist America, that is tonight going on right now at the federal building, East 9th and Lakeside, downtown Cleveland. Hey, they just want you to join them at the federal building as Trump makes his primetime announcement of his Supreme Court nomination. Together we'll deliver a response of no, we refuse to accept the fascist America, the Trump-Pence regime must go, with Roe versus Wade and so much more on the line with the impending appointment of a new SCOTUS judge and the cementing in place of a fully fascist Supreme Court for generations, a movement from below demanding and not stopping until this regime is driven from power. It's most urgently needed. Reject Trump and Pence's version of Gilead. This can't wait till November. Join us in the streets. So I just want to do that before I do anything else and before I go to the phone line to let people know that, hey, get organized to drive out the fascist Trump-Pence regime. Come to a mass meeting Tuesday, July 10th. That's tomorrow, 6 to 8 p.m. at our favorite things, Trey Boutique at 12730 Larchmere Boulevard off of East 128th and Shaker Heights. And there we go. I'm going to the first person on the line. Might be a Trump supporter, but that's all right. 216-400. 216-400. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. And I would like to thank...
What's on your mind?
Oh, what is on my mind is thanking everyone for my birthday. I have to thank them for and for their support. And I really appreciate
nice.
It.
Nice.
And I thought about all that, all of you. Thank you, Danielle. And let me see, Milligram and the others. And yourself at Voice
okay.
Radio. Thank you for the interview.
No problem.
And hope that it turned
oh,
out
you're
all
welcome.
Right.
It
take
turned
care.
Out
thank
wonderful.
Thank you, and I'll sit
and
back and let you
beautiful.
Explain a lot of the other things that happened.
All right, we would do that, and thank you very much. As we prepare to, before I go to the 216-820, I forget a lot of things, so if I don't say it, I'll be in trouble. So I'm just saying that's just me. I forget a lot. So instead of doing that, I will let people know that right now, it's, I believe, on Facebook, it's called Save the Supreme Court Cleveland Rally. That's happening tomorrow noon, 12 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 1 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at Senator Rob Portman's office, which is located in Cleveland, Ohio, 1240 East 9th, 44199. Hey, that's the address they gave. I also want to give a shout-out before I go to the next phone caller and say that Councilman East Cleveland, Vice President Ern Smith, the East Cleveland Solutions meeting was held at 15453 Euclid Avenue last Friday at the OPN Community Center, 44112, at the corner of Euclid and Taylor Road. The next one will be Friday, July 20th at the NAACP Euclid. And I'm going to say who was there at the last one because the next one is being held Friday, July 20th. Now, you never know what's going to happen. The one before last, you had Peter Corrigan, who's running for Cuyahoga County Exec. This one, you had NAACP Euclid serving Cuyahoga County's Cassandra McDonald was there to explain what was needed and what could be done to work on things, even in the hip-hop community. Now, you might say there was no hip-hop at a meeting like East Cleveland Solutions, but it was, because Black House Sound's founder, Joseph Motley Jr., as well as the CEO, Mr. Powers, was in attendance, and they were there to at Solutions to give the hip-hop report, what's going on, and how things can work out there, and it's only fitting since they do have the CCR project that came from them, Cleveland Conscious Rap, but that's another story. You also had, I believe, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Press People's Nation. We co-run the meeting as best as possible, and Man in the Street was there to at least go over things. And before I go to the next phone caller, I should take the time to say that, wow, this is where we get a chance to break things down for maybe like 2.5 to 3 minutes because, you know, in Demetrius Muhammad's case, December of 2003, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop began, starting out in January 2004. He wanted to have a place where artists could come through, families, and he was even trying to get people like former mayor of East Cleveland, Unin Ward, to come through. He just didn't because he ended up going to prison, but that's a different story. Anyway, he would give out final calls and everything like that. Now, there's a reason why I'm saying that because, you know, before everything began, I got a chance to play Hidden Colors 3, a good chunk of it, played Sheriff Kilroy, and then the third release, which was Black House Sounds Presents Sheriff Kilroy. So I played that, the Sheriff album, which was produced in large major production for Black House Sounds. And so, you know, people were there, Porter celebrating a birthday, taking all that. And in the hot seat, Cuyahoga County executive candidate Peter Corrigan came through. You also had such people such as Mr. Man, DJ Dollar Rock, spinning some classics, Fred Barkley's Facebook Live, a.k.a. Fred Barkley's Facebook Live group, Dantes Taylor from BMA, LaBelle Thomas, brother ADX, who not only was giving out the final calls, but get this, he had the Dollhouse perform him and back him up for 3 songs. Then you also had, of course, Brother Muhammad there to back him up, Malik Fazl, a.k.a. Malik X, and I'll get into him in just a moment. You had Sade Young, Mr. Carl Powers III, the host with the most. You had Sister Kim from Black House Sounds Open Mic. She usually handles food and stuff like that at the Black House Sound Open Mic. Here she could just come in and enjoy a show. Spade 216 just spoke about Brandon himself. Mr. Ronnie B. The Unforgiven gave one of those whatever performances with, of course, took us back in the day with Windows of Pain. Ballhead Fred, get to that in just a moment. Gerald Henley spoke as a Republican who's against Donald Trump. And then, of course, like I say, you had the Dollhouse who talked about their longevity. They performed Patty L. You had NAACP Euclid's Cassandra McDonald. Definitely, we had Freddie Big Stone, the Butcher, doing the Stony Shuffle. Jay Wilson. Oh, yeah. We had Queen Dot, a.k.a. Doris from Squeaky D's, and from the Chateau legendary Betty Mahone. Milligram, of course, Major Taps, FX, Almighty FX, Dollhouse. Now, they backed up ADX, like I said. They spoke about everything else. Now, Ballhead Fred did the song War is Declared, gave away a CDs, DVD of stand-up comedy, Hidden Colors 3, Black Supremacy DVDs. He did stand up, and, yeah, Silver B, give him a little bit more of a sense of humor. Anyway, like I say, even Peter Corrigan, he took and read the final call. Black Ballhead Fred spoke on the God Complex of the Black Man. Mama Porter, I appreciate you bringing the birthday cake to share. And care of Danielle, Maddie's floral arrangements. Side note, thank you, Ronnie B, for not knocking out our Facebook Live. Dude, before I do anything else, because he showed up and he had something to say, before I go to the next phone caller, the Underground is open every Monday, 7 p.m. until hosted by Malik X with the $5 cover. Serving Underground Rebels Punch at 14808 St. Clair, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. And he performed at the Hip Hop Workshop, bringing his own mic stand and a chair. I think if you're looking for the spot at 14808 St. Clair, it's right across from Kim's Wings. Now I can go to that 216-820 phone number, because whoever you are, I know you're probably upset because I had too much to talk about a hip-hop workshop being at the college campus. I apologize. How you doing out there? It's the 216-820.
How you doing out there? This is Mr. Powers, CEO of Black House Sound. And for one thing, you say Trump supporter, negative over here.
Okay.
But
okay,
what I do want to mention is this. This past Saturday, I was at the hip-hop workshop. And when I had spoke a few things about the Black House Sounds open mic, as well as, you know, doing things for the community, a certain individual who will remain nameless had something to say about it. And you know what I'm saying? So this is what I have to say. You know, okay, for one, you know, you went up there and you had talked about LeBron. Now, last week on this show, you heard what I said about LeBron and how much I support his decision. You know?
Right.
And I left it at that. From that day forward, I have not heard a soul speak a word about the situation, which is not a bad thing. It is a good thing.
Right, right, right.
But for that individual to tell the congregation to not, you know what I'm saying, to quit talking about LeBron, nobody is really talking about LeBron, you know, because at the end of the day, you know what I mean? They either accept his decision or they just don't care about it. Because at the end of the day,
right,
no one is hating on LeBron. No one is. And I want to point that out there. Then there's another thing. To try to give advice about, you know, about what people should be about and what they should do for their community, let me tell you something, okay? Don't give people advice that you ain't going to take the initiative to do for yourself. And one thing I will not do is I will never lead a group of people to a position to where they can go down and I leave them hanging. That is something I don't do, and that is something that I never plan on doing in life. So the thing that I'm trying to tell that individual is to make sure you check your resources before you criticize me. Because at the end of the day, Black House Sound make real Cleveland music, and we are on the rise, and we are doing what's best for the community. You know what I mean? We are definitely keeping our kids off the street. And to all the listeners out there, just to inform you that the open mic will start up again in the fall. For more information, contact the founder of Black House Sound, Brother Joe Motley, or you can contact myself. The numbers will be given out next week. So I just want to let everyone know that Black House Sound has not given up. Black House Sound has never given up. And Black House Sound don't plan on giving up no time soon, especially when it comes to uplifting our community. Okay, children die every day. I wake up to nearly two murderers every day. As I said, latest please log on to Joseph Motley Jr. by going to YouTube to check out the new mixtape track. And speaking of the new mixtape track, my man, Joe Legacy, has a new mixtape track up there on YouTube. So log on. All you got to do is just click on the YouTube app, type in Joseph Motley Jr., and the song will pop up. And just hit it, leave a like, leave a comment, and leave a thumb up, thumb down, however you feel. Because at the end of the day, Black House Sound don't stop nothing. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. That's what I live by. That's what I'm going to die by. This is Mr. Powers from Black House Sound. One love to each and every listener that's listening right now.
Appreciate it. And definitely I have something to go out that I'm pretty sure you'll like. And I appreciate you, brother. Thank you. And let me tell you all something out there. That is one of the realest statements to come out. As a matter of fact, before I even play what I want to and thought I might play, I want to go and say that Saturday, August the 4th, 2018, the National Action Network with Reverend Al Sharpton, Greater Cleveland Chapter, Reclaiming Our Time, Youth Make the Difference, Holy Trinity Cultural Arts Church of God in Christ, Pastor Reverend Dr. Andrew D. Clark Sr., which will be at 7209 Woodland Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44104, 3 to 6 p.m. Marcia L. McCoy is the Cleveland president. Vice president is Dr. Andrew Clark Sr., Elder Jacqueline Goodrum, chaplain. Facilitators, William Silver B. Richards, Ernest Harris, Humanity and Community Development Workshop. And Black House Sounds will have three solo songs. And let me tell you something right now. Those things don't happen if you're not in the community doing something that's documented. There we go. That's the key word, doing something that's documented. As a matter of fact, speaking of the documentation, before I play the track that I plan on doing, a 14-foot-step ladder for my soapbox, because today, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Fathers Lives Matter, Black Man's Army, Refuse Fascism, Medic Justice Center, Lakeside Steps, where May 30th, the 8th District Court of Appeals ordered a stay in any criminal charges against Kathy Rae Coleman, where she's accused of not touching four cops from a couple years ago. Yep, right. Now, the speedy trial has been thrown out the window, but now Kathy Rae's been, this is interesting, she had wrote in April 8th about Judge Nancy First and Prosecutor Michael Malley's mistreating black and poor defendants. So imagine everybody's surprise that July 4th, my mom's birthday, journalist and founder of ClevelandUrbanNews.com, Ohio's largest read online newspaper, was arrested on the holiday. Wait, this gets better. Thursday and Friday, they didn't even have her docket out. In other words, she wasn't in the system. Wait, This gets better. Myself, Carl Stokes Brigade, General Donald Walker Brown called checking on her. Wait, the bailiff said Judge First was out of town on vacation. So who signed the arrest warrant? Wait, this gets even more interesting. How did Ms. Coleman's docket, CR-16-603, appear on Saturday afternoon if Judge First was on vacation? Wait, this is much more interesting. A Saturday afternoon. What? Good activism. Well, maybe man in the street, making sure she had a phone card Thursday morning after getting off work early, so that by yesterday she called Art McCoy's radio show to speak on 38 women being crammed into a pod originally made for 14 women with only 2 bathrooms in the county jail. What's good activism? Being in jail and still reporting on harsh conditions, such as Honorable Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Nelson Mandela, they were still activists behind bars, but they were. And to all the activists and others who Kathy's covered in newsprint, including politicians, check on them. Before I do anything else, let me let people know that you can Facebook Justice for TA apostrophe NAEJAH sentencing. That's right. Justice for Tanasia sentencing, which will be tomorrow, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the Justice Center downtown, 1200 Ontario Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44113, courtroom 21C. Now, since we've gotten some of those things out of the way, I would like to let people know that you can Facebook Friends Fellowship Bible Church. You can also send anything you need to emaxxradio@gmail.com. As I move on down the line, I would also like to say you can Facebook Champagne Bang or the official Hurricane Bang page. And since I've got the time to do it, I will mention that WHK 1220 AM The Word, which is Saturdays, 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, the Tony Fuchs Show. And since I haven't gotten a chance to play this, but it seems very fitting, here's one of those classic songs from off of the Sheriff CD, which was the second studio release, and it features known candidates, including Mr. Powers, Hip Hop Workshop Anthem.
For the Hip Hop Workshop, you know what I'm saying? That one style. I'm trying to pay homage to that. You know what I'm talking about?
It be the Hip Hop Workshop. It be the Hip Hop Workshop, yeah. On that work, how we put them lyrics on the back, how we work, how it be that hip hop workshop, it be that hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the back, how we work. I'm on a different channel, and to we work, got Motley spitting verses, and to we work.
Much more. first hip hop show at the EC Theater. The first hip hop show at the Calling Post Building. Our photos made the plain dealer many times. Many Suave Gotti coming through just to drop a rhyme. Be real, poppin' Willie in his wheelchair. After Real, Brother Ted, they were there. Alex Moore and Malika filmed the show. Remember Londi, Brandon, and Josoul. Red Dog, the brother dressed in all red. AUG and Beat Effect and Thoroughbred. It's time to go back, back into rhyme. Back to the future, back into time. Truth Cap, Space 216 was called Soldier. Nappy Head Fred was Fred G, but old dub and old Nelly's ball hit Fred. Remember Renaissance? Before Oprah, you became the doghouse. The governor of EC, who used to rock. Changed his name to Sean Niggy Knock, and paved the way for On Deck DNA. Almost forgot Big E and Solomon Kane. The terror flows from Chemical Ali. Big Buddha Star would sing R&B. Queen of Fool and Dove kept it Afrocentric. Bill Swain kept the revolution mentioned. Shout out to the creator, Mama Porter, Dollar Rock, Lady D, Art McCoy. You can be mean, but keep it clean.
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop. Yeah, we on that work. We put them lyrics on the bag. We work. It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop. Yeah, we on that work. We put them lyrics on the bag. We work.
When I first started out, I simply tripped down Euclid and E-Row. That's when Dollar Rock was on the turntable, straight rocking the show. 5 years later, we shared it, opened the door, I knew I felt blessed. That's when I got promotional inspiration from GMS. That beautiful voice from Miss Tammy always relieved my stress. Cause she let me know when it comes to life, it's a valuable test. When you got one to live, you try your best to achieve something for it. That's why I love colors of the rainbow from the solo poet. That motivate me to do my thing and just keep phone flowing, whatever time from 10-08, man, just kept my mind going. From black on black to the OPN, man, that's love I'm showing. Because they said it's on the movement, it's just currency growing. Shouts out to Art McCoy for keeping alive 137 shots. That's why I stay such a freaking high side. From crook and cop, hip hop workshop is the bread that I have you on the journey to fame. If you ain't about that, then listen to Ronnie B's Windows of Pain.
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop. Yeah, we on that work. We put the lyrics on the bag. We work. It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop. Yeah, we on that work. We put them lyrics on the bag until we work out.
And let me give you a couple of announcements if I can. I want to start out and do these next four in a row because they all go together. Life Obstacles, which airs Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. The Art McCoy Radio Show, which is Sundays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. Kent and Angelica, which is Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. And the MC Chill Radio Show, which is Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE, 1490 a.m., all four on www.newstalkcleveland.com. Wow, I got through all of those. And also, I might as well throw out there, you can Facebook or Blog Talk D Gambit Radio or OPN Radio, which is on weupradio.com, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on a Monday. Hey, as I move up the list, I see Alpha Porter JR period on Facebook with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can also Facebook, I Am a Superwoman Radio. And that takes me all out of radio talk. So isn't that kind of nice? Cool. I do also want to take the time and say, this ought to be interesting. You know, last Thursday in Montana, for those people who missed it,
Did you know 6,500 people cheered when a comedian at a rally? I believe it was a campaign rally. But anyway, the comedian bashed former President George W. Bush, who recently lost his wife, by saying and making fun of Bush, I believe, 1,000 points of light for volunteerism. I think the comedian said 1,000 points of light. What does that mean? I never got that one. What the hell is that? Has anyone ever figured that one out? It was put out by a Republican, wasn't it? Then the same comic chided, without calling, you know, brain cancer patient, U.S. Senator John McCain for voting against the Obamacare repeal, and said people may not get points of light, but they understand make America great again. Wait, what you mean? It wasn't a comic using freedom of speech. Might have been crude, but still, they had freedom of speech, and I like, you know, comics and comedians and stuff. Huh? President Trump said all that? Damn, I'm done. Let me get off this 10-foot ladder soapbox and give maybe some sort of quick announcement. Here it is. Art McCoy presents the Apollo Showtime at the Apollo honoring Steve Harvey. They have one show left on Saturday, August the 4th at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time inside the historic East Cleveland Theater at 14108 Euclid Avenue in East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. Showcase for the best talent in the city. To register for tryouts, you can definitely call up 216-253-4070. You can email jadenmckoy@gmail.com. You can even call 216-804-7462. Don't call that last number until this show is off the air, or you will probably be clowned on the air. Now, as I head on out, I would like to say that we do our best, if there are any other announcements coming through, to get them out there. And I want to throw out, for those who can't make it to Senator Portman's office, which is, if I'm not mistaken, tomorrow. That is definitely going on tomorrow on East 9th Street. Yep, I did pay attention to what was going on. That's tomorrow, East 9th Street at 1240 Cleveland, Ohio. And that is going on, I believe, from 12 noon to 1 p.m. That's kind of cool. Catching everybody on their lunch break so they got to be safe. But if you can't make it, let folks know about it. Who can? And then you can sit back and you can also say, hey, I don't like what's going on with the immigrant, the Supreme Court. Hey, I don't like what's going on with the Supreme Court thing. And if you don't like what's going on with any Supreme Court decision and anything else that's going on, you can definitely say, hey, look, I'm calling you from Cleveland, 216-522-7095 on the Supreme Court decision. You can definitely do that. Just let them know your name and your city where you're calling from, the zip code. That's it. Nothing else personal. You can also fill up the main switchboard at 202-224-3121. Or you can call Senator Portman's D.C. office at 202-224-3353. And if you wonder why I look out for journalists, so one of these days, if I end up, you know, snatched and put behind bars somewhere, just check on me and make sure they got the docket number out. I'll appreciate it. I'll be extremely grateful for that one. Now, before I do anything else, I would like to make this announcement. I'll probably get into it much more, but it's going back to what was said a few weeks ago. For those who didn't realize it, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is free for all Cleveland residents. Free for all Cleveland residents the next 10 years. If you live in Northeast Ohio and you're not from Cleveland, you can still get discount prices to go in and everything like that. But look here. Show up with your license or ID and a City of Cleveland addressed bill to receive an adult ticket. And if you have five young people, get them and bring them all with you. Make a day out of it. Hey, that's what we're talking about right now. And before I do anything else, let me say up front, before I go to the 216-820, hey, initiated by the Faith Task Force of Refuse Fascism in the Name of Humanity, Stop Terrorizing Immigrant Children, suffer the little children to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 19:14. I'm not going to read everything, but the Trump's new executive order has mandated military concentration camps, indefinite incarceration in military prisons for immigrants and refugees, children, adults, all families, and to Attorney General Jeff Sessions in the White House, biblical scripture can be used by anyone to justify their twisted beliefs or deviant behaviors. Scripture was used by King George III, loyalist. It was used to justify slavery in general and the Fugitive Slave Act specifically. And let's just think about it. Of such did we see in this nation during the genocidal separation of Native American children from their families to bribe them of their language and destroy the culture? Of such did we see that when Japanese children and families were torn from their homes and isolated in concentration camps across the nation? Of such did we see it when children and families were taken from their homes to be incinerated in the ovens of the Holocaust during the monstrous Nazi regime of Hitler's Germany? Of such do we now see in this nation with immigrant children crying desperately for their parents, locked up in cages by an illegitimate, barbaric Trump-Pence regime that America must expunge for crimes against humanity? If a nation, a society, is judged by the way it treats the least of these, then how will we, churches, synagogues, mosques, etc., how will we be judged? Because it's an atrocity that people are being used as pawns to get a wall built. You know something? I wasn't going to read it all. I'm done. I'm going to 216-209. Probably somebody was going to say, shut up and build a damn wall. 216-209, how you doing out there?
I'm pretty great, Brother Al. This is John from Black Odyssey. And I think the only wall that Trump really want to build is the one around his golf home that's in Ireland, because it's getting ready to fall down the embankment. So I think that's the wall he needs to build if he don't want to lose that home.
Right.
I don't want to be grateful to this point of be called a dead. This is John from Black Odyssey. For all those who don't know, we just dropped another video from Max Spitt. It's doing pretty well right now. You can go check it out. Pretty soon we'll have another one coming up from Goldie. We have something coming up from Key Cash, Dizzog. So just stay tuned. They coming. They just coming a little slower this year. I know in years past we would drop them back to back to back, but we're slowing down production to give you a better quality product. So I hope y'all, you know, man, like what y'all see.
Right,
I want to send a special shout out to Natus, because 2 weeks ago, I know I mentioned it, but I want to make another special mention because they did a great job and they opened for Project Pat.
Right.
He even came up on the stage and congratulated him for their performance and took pictures with him in the whole nine. I want to send a shout out to Roy Jones because he stopped at my business and took pictures with me and went out his way to let it be known that I was doing a great job. So thank you, Roy Jones. And shout out to everybody who's doing something positive in our city, because one thing I got to say, we have to get along better. We do. I mean, it's a lot of issues out here that I can go all night touching on them. But the main thing is we got to get along better. We got to do better. We got to teach each other better. Black Odyssey. Shout out to Black House Sounds. Always bet on black.
I like that one. Thanks, brother. We appreciate that. And hold on. I'm sure we got something for you.
Sir, will.
No problem. As a matter of fact, I tell you what. Let's do this since they showed some love real quick. I'll be right back. This is something I haven't played from them in a little while. We'll be right back after hearing this Black Odyssey, Kingpin.
Kingpin fantasies. Kingpin fantasies. Fantasies of a black man in the ghetto.
Big, big, big jerk. Lord help us as we cry and pray. Another young mother, better judge, don't take her son away. Prison is the home for most hood niggas. Either your flesh is slave or your brain is a slave. It all started out with needing some money. Now them lanes in your circle, now the game is funny. Trouble's 1 second in, but a lifetime out. I thank the Lord every day for changing my route. Conditions is so broke, niggas turning slavery to hope. Fantasies in my ghetto is king to dreams. Rocks to fiends, powder on triple beams. Criminal tools, digital scales. Niggas making bail, street numbers turning prison numbers. Niggas only balling for one summer. Sacrifice your life for the lowest dope price. The kid got niggas calling for Christ. Oh Lord.
No more nickel and diamond. I'm going for the gold and the diamond. Moving weight cause I'm shining. Moving weight cause I'm grinding. Kingpin fantasies. Kingpin fantasies. No more nickel and diamond. I'm going for the gold and the diamond. Moving weight cause I'm shining. Moving weight cause I'm grinding. Kingpin fantasies. Kingpin fantasies.
Okay, now ain't nobody giving a fuck. We just trying to get this money up, hoping I can make it out this dump that we call home. Hey, Mr. Police, I'm just trying to feed my home. Got me addicted to gripping the chrome, busting at niggas that wanna see me gone. Like fuck the tough shit, I let a pump spit at a pump, bitch. How we can pour the gasoline on them. Now all you see is the bones, and I'm chilling, weeding the bone. Chill, I'm on some new shit, but still I represent the crew, bitch. Lucky loose sick, like who snitch. Roots for all niggas, never talk. Nigga arts off with deficiency. You saw from the beginning. Lost or not listening, I pay attention. As I glance at the bitches in my G stance, like who with it? Licking in my system, I ain't too sipping. Food twisted, my nigga barbecue the chicken. Cleaver full of liquor.
No more nickel and diamond. I'm going for the gold and the diamond. Moving weight cause I'm shining. Moving weight cause I'm grinding. Kingpin fantasies, kingpin fantasies. No more nickel and diamond. I'm going for the gold and the diamond. Moving weight cause I'm shining. Moving weight cause I'm grinding. Kingpin fantasies.
Trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Hoping and wishing that shit ain't gonna pay my rent. So I move through the hood like what's good. Trying to get money like you should. A bad boy trying to do good. Serving smoke to fiends and teens. So my fam, they can live their dreams. No more hustling corners. And them broke days for us is a goner. I'm balling, I can give you a loner. Smell the aroma. See you niggas sleep in the coma. When it comes to my money, look. Looking funny, and my kids looking bummy. Niggas try to play you for a dummy, so you up pipe. Show them what that life is like. But I'd rather speak these words through a mic and live life right and still get some sleep at night. But these bitches try to force your hand, trying to snitch, get you on the stand. And your girl fucking your best friend, who you thought was your right hand. But that shit wasn't part of the plan. Damn, kingpin fantasies. Kingpin fantasies. Kingpin fantasies.
Wow, and you had those kingpin fantasies, but then when reality hits you, we might end up behind bars. Or, wow, people coming to you. The subject matter of that one, it made me think. Before I go to the 216-682 phone number, 216-682. How you doing out there?
Hey, Brother Porter, how are you?
I'm doing well. What about you?
I'm pretty good. This is Dee and Sierra Giles.
Okay. First of all, I want to say that definitely our prayers go out to you. And the reason being is because it's obvious with what is coming up tomorrow. And we talked about it. We talked about the time period. And if I'm not mistaken, the courtroom as well. So I'm going to ask you, what's on your mind?
I was just calling in to say good show to you and just also ask the community to come out and support for tomorrow for Justice for Euthanasia, the sentencing.
Got you. And again, that's courtroom 21C?
Yes. Courtroom 21C at 9 a.m. Judge Kelly Ann Gallagher.
I hear you. And so far up to this point, because a lot of people would like to know, so I'm going to just ask it flat out, how do you all feel, at least with the courtroom proceedings and everything like that? Do you feel like the judge was sensitive to family unit? How do you feel that so far things went? And do you feel like you all received a lot of support in the community as well?
Yes, we received a lot of outpouring from the community, well wishes and prayers, so we definitely appreciate that. As far as the courtroom, the judge was very understanding, and, you know, she was sympathetic with Rayvon when he had to testify, and, you know, everyone was receptive to what he said. The jury members, they have been great. We've thanked them personally after the trial. And some of them will be there tomorrow for the sentencing. And it's like our family has grown. We've developed a network of family and friends throughout this horrible ordeal. And we're just so thankful for everybody that has been active and supportive throughout.
I can say I appreciate that very much, especially the phone call. How the rest of the nieces and, you know, nephews, everything, how my family doing as a whole?
They're okay, you know. Deasia, she's doing perfectly fine. She's in a little girl mentor group now, so that's good for her. And Rayvon, he's working his summer job and also taking courses at CSU. So, you know, just trying to push forward despite everything else.
To hear that. I really am, and I'm thankful for that. And it says, wow, what powerful examples you've been, because a lot of times, I know, you know, point blank, it wasn't easy, but a lot of times it can get much, much rougher. So I'm just glad that you all were able to at least hang in there with the family,
yes.
Keep them together, so it's not something that's overlooked. It isn't.
Yes, it takes the community, and we really, really appreciate, especially you. You've been there from the beginning. You haven't missed a beat. We definitely appreciate you, the Black Man's Army, Art McCoy, Black Lives Matter. Like, none of that goes unnoticed. A lot of our strength came from you all pushing us on days where we felt like, I can't take it. So just being able to call you all to vent about how we were feeling. At times we've had to call people and cry and just let it out. But having that supportive system behind us has made it so we can get to this point. So tomorrow it's pretty much going to be, we get to close that chapter.
I feel you, and I'm hoping it. There we go. And before I do anything else, I'm going to ask you, maybe for about a minute or two, because I've seen you all even being there from the beginning with what was going on in Millburg Heights. And as everything went through, no matter what happened, you all still had the wherewithal to get out there and still say, hey, we're not missing a beat on anything. We're still getting out there and saying, hey, this is what it takes. I'm going to let you all have about 2 to 3 minutes. Whatever's on your mind and you would like to add to that, it's on you.
With the family in Middlebury Heights, we were basically, they reached out to us for support because they were dealing with racial slurs being put on their home. Their house had been vandalized. Their car had been burnt up. their animals had been killed, and the city wasn't doing anything. All of this began when they were the neighbors to the mayor, and nothing still was done. They've had security systems that have been vandalized and broken. They've had property stolen out of the home. It's just horrific.
Wow.
The wife, she's been tied up and beaten, teeth knocked out. And the city of Middleburg says they haven't been able to do anything because the family won't submit to DNA and fingerprinting. Well, the family feels they've been harassed by the police also and the city. So, therefore, why would they turn over their DNA for them to run the DNA and the fingerprints they already have on file? So why would they need there so they could plant them somewhere? Their children have been followed from home to the highway. So, you know, they have a very strong distrust for the police, and it's understandable why. So we just ask, as far as the Middleburg Heights family, we ask that everyone keep them in their prayers. You know, we held a community walk to garner support and love around them. They had a GoFundMe set up, and they want to thank everyone for donating. And we're going to see it through to the end. You know, I hope they really do get justice. I hope Middleburg Heights does something, because doing nothing is basically saying I'm okay with it.
Gotcha. Thank you all very much. Because in the midst of everything, let's not forget, before I put everything back on hold and before the programming, and you all were still dealing with court and a few other issues when you took that on. So it's just a testament to you all. I'm going to make sure that my family keep you all in prayer from tonight to tomorrow morning. And just a big thank you to you all, and much respect for also Black Lives Matter Cleveland. You all don't know what they all do, but that's why I'm thankful that we have a news program to at least put out that real news, get rid of the fake news. So thank you.
Right.
May you all have an excellent evening.
You too, brother.
And a blessed one.
Thank you.
Thank you all, sisters. No problem. It's always good when you talk to family, but I happen to feel like everyone who calls in is family, so then you get the justification, re-justification, and all that good stuff. Next week, he got saved by the phone call. So next week, I get to talk about my interesting experience with former mayor of East Cleveland, Gary Norton, as well as Armand Budish, who's the current Cuyahoga County executive, and how all three of us ended up in the hallway together at the NAACP Freedom Fundraiser Dinner. And now I'm understanding and overstanding why they ran for man in the street. I'll definitely give them a facts about the time frame everything happened. That'll be for next week's episode. I also want to say I thank those people who don't stop, because when you don't stop, things happen. Also, I guess maybe by next week I get a chance to talk about how some people just don't use Facebook, right? And try to make it into something that's just interestingly weird. I do want to thank everybody once again for tuning in. Please, if you hear of any links that I've given out, or any sites, or any activities, or any events, feel free to go there. Pop up at those events. If you can't make it, there is no law on the face of the planet that says that you can't share the information. That's one of those things. And then also, if you can't make it, always say a prayer for those who are out and about, that their safety comes up and things happen for the right with them. You know something? I'm having a lot of fun this evening. I'm going to leave out with something that I could tell, like you heard from Black House Sounds open mics, Mr. Carl Powers III, Black Odyssey, John Allen, Sierra and D, and all other folks out there. One thing we all had in common when all the naysayers came through and said what wouldn't be done and what couldn't be done, hey, we ain't listen. One of my favorite tracks to go out on tonight Enjoy your evening. I ain't listening.
We all
sound CCR, too.
By the CCR, Cleveland conscious rap. Have you ever just paused for a moment? Feel like your life is outnumbered. You know what I'm saying? Like your life, you know? Education is helping you do all the right things. You be right to everybody. And it just seems like you keep getting bad luck. Now, some people might say, yeah, if you was doing the right things, you wouldn't be going through all this bad luck, right? Well, we was doing the right thing when we was in Africa before they even took us, right? Or was we doing the wrong thing, selling our people, and then they came and took us? Well, however it goes, it's Cleveland conscious rap, you know what I'm talking about?
I'ma make it really right. Touch your heart and how you feel inside. You can see the pressure through your naked eye. Resist them, whenever put their weapon down. Can't say a lot, in the past, they'll take you out. Remember Marcus Garvey, we return to Africa, they can't starve me. So why is all this hating, all this R&B? What happened to conscious rap through rapping R&B? Martin Luther King died because of earning. My ancestors speaking to me through a journey.
Hey.
And you don't really care, don't concern me. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me. Coming through the winter, we talk against each other, close
set up.
All the shackles in the chains never let up.
Through
all our mistakes, we still get up. You can show me amazing things, but can you show me trust? If life was really good, you would be robbing
us.
And why you keep your secrets? Why you lie to us? I recall episodes, you remember the
rules.
I never thought my lifetime I'd see it true. Your own people. Take your life like working prostitutes. Everybody see the vision of the working suit. You believe everything on the news. Just a logo, a brand that be on your shoes. But when you left out, you lost the point of view. And you wonder how this monster enslaving
you.
No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
My ancestors told me. Journey. Now today, I didn't listen to the conditions in business. Now today, I didn't listen. My ancestors just told me it's a journey. Now today, if I can go to Africa and sow my oats, talk about the ancestors that I ain't never know. They changed our language and all our culture and gave you Jesus. The pyramids in Egypt for newer order. If they ain't stopped slavery, then they enslaved some more of us. Clock said it best to set up the spell. You either selling dope or going to work a jail. Your children teaching the parents to work and fail. You a working man, and now your child is going gay, man. And now you want to do something, but it's out of hand. See, y'all don't understand. If the blood can talk, got them eyes on ya.
I ain't listen to old school, I was on the corner.
And when Africa's come to America, we phone it. We gotta learn to love each other like you left a home.
Politicians only care when you vote for them. This tail Negro huddle up an open gym. I'll give them food, I swear you can open them. Sex and drugs, they addicted every second in. Most people can't read a shame, thinking better than. Ass Bill Cosby, thank for what you said. Then you can't help but follow, cause they learning it. For every life went in vain, now it's over with. For baby mamas and baby fathers need companionship. No one wanna be directed, so the game shift. And your ego got you tripping on some things, yeah.
They don't care about us. What's the mothership? Thank God for my mother, Gail Brooks. Show somebody seen ya, I never leave ya. Even though it's hard to love, I will never leave ya. This to my baby sisters and my baby brother. To the seeds that they made, I don't see no others. White supremacy, I'm here to make a puzzle. And if you fall forward, then the dog is muzzled. Why every rapper you hear, they talking about a hustle. Currency don't come from God, so why you trying to bust yo? Instead of helping your people, you rather pull a back door. And you wonder why we all in the same struggle. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say,
they can never hurt me.
Big business.
No matter what they do,
they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
My ancestors told me it's a curse.
Not today. Do they can never hurt me.
My ancestors.
Everybody stay safe, be blessed, peace.